Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Bible Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, Chairman of Covenant Journey. Today we're going to study the Gospel of John, chapter 11. The story begins with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus, their brother, became sick and ultimately died. Jesus was not there in Bethany at the time. He was in another location when he got the word about Lazarus and his sickness, ultimately his death. But he didn't go to Bethany at the time. In fact, he continued to stay two more days where he was with his disciples. And then in verse 11, chapter 11, he said that, quote, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going so that I might wake him up out of his sleep." The disciples therefore said, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus, verse 13, had spoken of his death, but they thought he spoke of taking rest in sleep. So Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. I am glad for your sake," Jesus said, "that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let's go to him." It's an amazing scene because Jesus knew of Lazarus' condition, and he waited for a period of time. The disciples thought, well, Lazarus was going to recover because he's just resting. But no, Jesus said he's actually dead. By the time he comes to where Lazarus is with Mary and Martha, Lazarus was already wrapped up in the grave clothes and he was put into the tomb. He had been there for several days. Martha came out and she greeted Jesus when she heard he was approaching. And she, like Mary later, said, "Lord," verse 21, "if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus replies in verse 23, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live, even if he dies." He said, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" he asked. She said, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ," or the Messiah, "God's Son, he who comes into the world." The amazing sequence of events here is that she's thinking about the last day. But Jesus says he is the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in him will never die. That is a powerful series of words in that verse 26. To best translate it in English, the word "never die," you would want to put it in all caps in bold, "never." We'll never die. You'll never, ever die. It's a strong assurance that Jesus is the resurrection, and in him is life. And those who trust in him will not ultimately die, but they will see him and be with him for eternity. So Mary then is greeted by her sister Martha that the Master, the Lord, the Teacher, Jesus, he wants to see you. Now, Mary had been weeping, and there had been others that had visited her weeping as well. She rose quickly in verse 31. She goes out, and she then follows the path to where Jesus is. She's followed by a lot of different people that are coming behind her, watching her weep, and they are weeping as well. Verse 33. This is where you really see the humanity of Jesus. In the previous verse, Mary, just like her sister, says the exact same thing. "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Now, we read this, and it's easy to go through it, but she is very emotional. She's probably having a hard time even saying this because of her emotions for her brother. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were close as brothers and sisters. And so when she sees Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother, he would not have died." Probably having a very difficult time even saying those words. And here's where you see verse 33, the humanity of Jesus. "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping," wailing, "and the Jews weeping who came with her, he groaned in his spirit and he was troubled. He said, 'Where have you laid him?' They told him, 'Lord, come and see.'" Verse 35, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the scriptures. You know, this word in verse 33, that his soul was troubled, it's the same word in John chapter 14. "Let not your hearts be" what? "Troubled." It's only used a handful of times throughout the Gospel of John. And Jesus in chapter 14 is telling the disciples as he's getting closer to his ultimate death on the cross and sacrifice, he's saying, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." There's many rooms that are in this big house, lots of rooms. And each one of those rooms has your name on it. That's a paraphrase, but he says, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." He's going there to prepare a room for you. And if he goes, he says, he will come again, and he's going to take you where he is, and there you'll be with him forever. He's got a room that he is personally preparing with your name on it, prepared just for you. And in the midst of the troubles that they were getting ready to face, he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Jesus knows what it's like to be troubled. He knows what it's like to be under pressure. He knows what it's like when you experience tragedy. It's an amazing scene. It is a real life illustration of what Jesus says in verse 25, "I am the resurrection. Whoever believes in me will never, ever die." He understands if you have gone through a situation of an illness yourself or with a family, with other troubles that you face, with even the loss of a family member, spouse, a friend, a sibling, mother, whoever it might be, father, grandparents. He understands that loss. He experienced it, and he knows everything that you're going through. But the good news is, not only does he know you, not only has he prepared a place for those of you who have called upon the name of Jesus and given your life to him, he's got a room especially for you. He's got a room especially for your family and your friends who call upon his name, and we will see them again. But he also is the resurrection. This is not the final chapter. He is the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in him will never, ever die. Jesus is amazing. I encourage you this year to dig deeper into his word and to spend some time with some of these passages, and don't just read over them, but think about the real people and circumstances as they played out. Think through them slowly, and what ultimately happens as you read the Gospels, you'll see Jesus in a new light. He is someone who understands everything about you. He cares intimately for you, and with him, nothing is impossible. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Jesus. He's already gone to prepare a mansion, and he's got a room with your name on it. For more information, go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.